Okay, good evening all. We did not have a shiur yesterday on Friday, and so we're doing one tonight. However, for all those listening out there, we will be beginning to do a shiur on Motzei Shabbos as well, God willing. So this will be the first of hopefully many on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6, in Tainis. So the Mishnah gives the following story that happened relevant to the Mishnah that we were discussing, in particular the Mishnah that discusses when terrible things are happening. So we fast. So says the Mishnah Vav, Ma'aseh sheyardu zikinim at Yerushalayim la'arehem v'gazru Tainis. It once happened that the elders, elders, so the Mepharshim explained the elders of the Sanhedrin. So the elders of Sanhedrin, they went from Yerushalayim, they were sitting in Yerushalayim, and they went to their own towns, they went to their hometowns throughout Israel, and they decreed a fast. Why? Al shenira kimlo fi tanor shi dafon beAshkelon. Because there was crop damage that was caused by these strong winds, and this was seen in Ashkelon. How much did it affect this? These strong winds. Well, it says the Mishnah, it affected an amount of grain that was the size of an oven's opening, the opening of an oven. In other words, that doesn't sound like that much grain, but it was enough grain to be affected to cause just even this size. And for that, says the Mishnah, that these elders decreed a fast throughout the entire land of Israel because of it, lest these strong winds come and affect other areas as well and affect more crops, causing more food shortages. V'od gazru tanis al sha'achlu ze'evim shnei tinokos be'ever hayardina. Kind of a frightening Mishnah. They also evidently decreed that there should be a fast throughout all of Israel because wolves evidently had been found to have devoured ate two children on the other side of the yard, on the other side of the river, on the eastern side. As a result, they decreed a fast because, again, these wolves couldn't, God forbid, come into the mainland of Israel, and God forbid do something similar. Rabbi Yossi Amir, Rabbi Yossi says, no, lo al sha'achlu ela al shenira, right? The Tainus was not decreed because of wolves that devoured the children, but it's because they were simply seen in this inhabited area in the daytime. So we don't even know if they did anything, but because we saw them in the daytime, which is an odd thing to see these wild animals in the daytime, so therefore we decree a fast lest they come to cities near us in Eretz Yisrael. There is a bit of a discussion as to what they're actually arguing about. It seems like, at least according to some opinions, that they're actually arguing about the mitzias of this case. In other words, that everyone agrees that you fast if you just see the wolves. However, what the Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama over here are arguing about is whether or not in this particular case what happened. So in other words, everyone agrees that if you would just see the wolves in the daytime, which would be odd, you fast. And in this situation, the Tanakhama seems to say that they actually ate children, and Rabbi Yossi seems to say in this specific case they actually did not eat them, they just saw them, and that's why they fasted. But again, everyone would agree that you would fast if you just saw them. Okay, Mishnah Zayin, Al Ilu Masrin Bashabas, a fascinating statement of the Mishnah, which we'll have to explain, but the Mishnah begins, for these following things we blow shofar for on Shabbos. What does it mean we blow shofar for on Shabbos? So clearly it cannot be that we blow shofar on Shabbos. We know that it's midir abundant to blow shofar on Shabbos, and therefore it must mean that it's not literally blowing shofar, but rather that we cry out in prayer on Shabbos. And in other words, we don't like to do bakashas on Shabbos. We don't like to make requests of God on Shabbos, but the Chamam essentially said that for in times of need we could make a bakasha on Shabbos. So what are these things that we're allowed to cry out to God in prayer for on Shabbos? Al ir shehikifuha goyim o nahar, for a town for a town that was surrounded by hostile goyim, by hostile Gentiles. So it seems a little bit unclear exactly why the need to specify hostile Gentiles, and you know, what is it trying to get at over here? So there are other texts of the Mishnah that actually say it's not goyim, but rather gayis. There was a military, an army that was surrounding the town. So whatever it is, hostile Gentiles or military, clearly this group is not coming to be friends. They're coming to attack the city. Or you have a town That's next to a river that's rising, and this might come to flood the town. Svina hamitarefes bayam, or let's say a ship that's like tossing and turning in a violent storm at sea, and God forbid, it could be that they're going to sink. The ship might sink. In all these situations, the group is allowed to fast on Shabbos. The group is allowed to cry out in prayer and make bakashas on Shabbos. You know, call like say extra tehillim, things like that on Shabbos if need be. Rabbi Yossi says le'ezra v'lo l'tzaka. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? We don't make bakashas on Shabbos for these types of things. What could you do? You can call out to people, say, listen, if you need you can gather groups of people to actually save the people on Shabbos for helping people. For crying out on Shabbos, we don't do that kind of a thing. In other words, what he seems to be saying is that if you need to blow a shofar, you need to blow trumpets to gather people together to, you know, send out a search party to help this group in danger, you could do that. But just to cry out and daven, we don't do that on Shabbos. And then one last opinion of the Mishnah, Shimon HaTimni Omer Af Al HaDever. Shimon HaTimni, the Timnai, he says that an additional thing that we cry out for on Shabbos is, let's say you have Dever, let's say you have like a plague as well. So he says that even that you can cry out on Shabbos. Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim, the Chachamim didn't agree with him. They said, no, that's not something that's big enough. Only these other things, but it seems, but for this thing in particular, they disagreed with Shimon HaTimni. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now, we will stop right here.